Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Using social media for good. You ever been a part of that? Tim is with us. And you have, tell us about it.
Almost 9 years ago, I started using social media to reach out to athletes, asking them to sign items for me so that I could sell them. And 100% of the money goes to charity to help homeless and disabled veterans.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my original goal was to raise $500. And in the almost 9 years that I've been doing this, we've now stood it up as an all-volunteer nonprofit. So we're registered 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up on $250,000 raised, with every penny going to help homeless and disabled veterans.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And it's all been through social media.
This is the coolest thing I've ever heard. That
no
is
kidding.
Incredible.
Wow. All right, now you got to tell us, who are some of the famous people would recognize that have signed stuff for you?
Let's see. Probably, I'm trying. Now you put me on the spot.
Oh,
I gotta come up with a. There's been some Hall of Fame baseball players like Wade Boggs.
Oh, wow.
Guys that have had, solid 10-year career, Hall of Fame careers. It's been a journey that God has put me on that I could have never imagined. Again, just very humble beginnings of wanting to raise $500 and now being able to say that we're a full-fledged nonprofit. Just been a blessing.
You know, it reminds me of the verse in the Bible that says, don't despise small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And because everything's got to start, and you might think, oh, I'm just measly little old me trying to start something here. And here you are, raising $250,000 later. That's awesome. That is so cool.
Jeremiah 29:11 is a verse I live by. And, this if this isn't proof that God wants us to prosper, I don't know what is.
Think back to when you were a kid. You remember the summer odds and end jobs you do to make money? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So my son Sam, who is now just turned 14, had this bright idea that he's going to wash windows around the neighborhood and make some extra cash. I'm like, awesome.
Nice little side hustle.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he went all in. We went to Lowe's and, we bought the professional window washing stuff, squeegees all that. Yeah. And so I said, before you do that, Sam, you need to learn how to do it. So we watched some videos on YouTube and he went out back and started washing the windows in the back of the house. And guys, he was doing a horrible job.
Oh, no.
There were streaks everywhere.
No.
So I went out there with him and I taught him kind of how to do it. And, he did it again and it was awful.
Oh, no.
And I think we finally got it down, and he hasn't washed a window since. I think he's... Because I'm like, Sam, people are going to pay you for a cruddy job,
Right. Thank goodness.
You need to...
Oh, my God.
You got to get it down.
He picked a chore that is just... state the obvious. Very visible.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You have to be good at it, or you're...
But just think of all the birds that'll be safe around his windows, at least.
That's right. It's time for little laughs, little kids telling jokes. And we have two girls on the phone. Rowan and Ivy are with us. And you got a joke?
Yes.
Well, awesome. How old are you, Rowan?
I'm 12, actually, and my sister Ivy's 12.
Wait, are you guys twins?
No.
Oh, how'd this happen? Now, you said you had a joke? Tell us.
I used to hate facial hair.
You used to hate facial hair.
But then it grew on me.
That's a good one.
Especially coming from a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Was that Ivy?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, see? Not only a 12-year-old, but a little girl, too.
Yep. Got to watch out for that mustache.
Yeah.
My Aunt Vera had one.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. It's time for that good news of the day. We'd love to hear yours. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Anthony is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I was a drug addict for 12 years and homeless and living in my car. And now I'm 49 days sober and trusting Jesus and, you know, going to my meetings and everything. And I just praise God that I'm sober today.
That's awesome. So how is life different now?
So I just have a peace of mind and comfort in my heart, and I'm closer to Jesus. I listen to Family Life Radio every day, and I have a good job. You know, I'm happily married. I got my own place now.
That's quite the turnaround. What was the catalyst for that?
Just, you know, I didn't want to be miserable anymore or be living in addiction, and I want to be able to help other addicts as well.
I love that.
So for somebody who's really struggling right now, what would you say to them?
I would say trust Jesus. It's a process, and it's progress, not perfection. So if you don't make it on the first try, always get back up and dust yourself off, because God is worthy and He loves us.
Amen.
Progress, not perfection. So true. Hey, we got to hear your good news. Tell us what's going on. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. And thank you.
Maybe you found yourself in a similar situation to what I suddenly realized I was in. Getting up, working, taking care of the chores, going back to bed, getting up the next day. Same thing. Wash, rinse,
super
repeat,
routine,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, the routine. And what really triggered this was my messy garage. Let me tell you, walked out into the garage the other day and thought, really got to get this cleaned up. And I spied my bicycle across the way, dust covered. And I just looked at it and thought, oh, what happened to me? When did I give up getting on my bike and just letting the breeze run through my hair and just doing something fun that I really, really enjoy?
So you took a bike ride.
I did. I got out on the bike and I thought, boy, this has been missing from my life. I've been doing the things that I thought needed to be done, and then I was done.
Right.
I forgot that, you know, we should be building in the things that bring us joy.
Absolutely.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
There's been there?
There's something about getting on your bike and zipping around the neighborhood. Sure is fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of things like that. I enjoy cooking, and I wasn't doing much of that either. I just wasn't building in just kind of me time.
Yeah.
I guess I would say things I really, truly enjoy.
That's good. So maybe that's you today. Maybe you need to build in a little bike riding time.
There you go.
So you can go down the hill. But then you can ride back up the hill.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Never mind the back up again.
Maybe you've had somebody in your life that just kind of talks about themselves. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And, you know, they call to complain about things, only want to talk about them. Don't really let you get in a word edgewise. And then when they're done saying what they have to say, boom, they're out. And, you know, what if God feels like you, it's like you on that phone call sometimes when we pray. We say, God, this is wrong. God, I don't like this. God, can you change this? And then we're done. Well, here's a thought. Prayer is just a conversation with God. Mm. If it's a conversation, doesn't the other person, aren't they allowed to say something every
yes,
once in a while?
Back and forth. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm getting at. I think this, that this little device that I have in my hand called a phone has trained me to not have any dead air in my life.
Mm.
Ooh.
That's true.
If you're hanging out with God, is there time for Him to talk to you? Mm. Or is it all filled up? Something I've been convicted of personally. Yeah. My wife is like, you have to have something on all the time, don't you? Either it's the TV or something, you know. And I agree with her. I shouldn't. You need to have some white space, because how could I even hear from God if I'm so buried in my phone or so buried in what I'm watching on TV? There needs to be some, what if God's really trying to talk to you about something? Or He's got a revelation for you?
Conversation indicates that there's a back and forth, right?
Exactly.
And meaning we need to make room to your point. I'm looking at myself. Am I giving him room? Am I like, so God, what's on your mind today for me?
Yeah.
You know, what do you have for me today that I need to hear?
For the almighty creator of the world to talk to you. Wow. That's awesome.
It really is.
And we're not really letting him do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that. Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
What is bringing you joy? Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Joseph is with us. What's bringing you joy?
My joy of the day is when I wake up at 2:30, I get my coffee, I get ready to go to work, and it's the sunrise. Every morning, it's a new day. And it's a different looking sun, because like yesterday, the clouds were out, so it was like the sky was so bright and red, and then today, there was no clouds, but it was a nice, big, orange, beautiful sun, and it's just refreshing.
So you see that sunrise, you say to yourself, it's a new day, and what does that mean to you?
It means that I get to achieve what God has put in front of me, and I just go with my heart.
Go with your heart. That's what we all should do.
Yeah.
Go with your heart today. What if we went with our hearts and got out of our noggin a little bit? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You know, as I think about that, that's pretty profound.
You know, a lot of people get stuck in their heads and they worry too much.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting go and letting God guide them,
You'll
be able to achieve a lot. Because I've achieved a lot. I've got 5 years of sobriety because of
that. Hey, there you go.
Congratulations.
I love that. So what is bringing you joy? We got to hear your story. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, we're Kankel, Fritz, and friends, and that is Hope Darst. Someone is about to win a backyard concert in Hope's backyard of Nashville, Tennessee. Hopefully, pick up the phone here.
Hello?
Arlena?
Yes?
Hey, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends calling from Family Life Radio.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. We're doing great. Are we good? Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah,
I think we're doing great.
It is Friday. It's Friday all day.
Yeah. We just called to wish you a happy Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye. Arlena, do you have any idea why we might be calling?
Maybe because I won the trip to Nashville, Tennessee.
Arlena.
Yes.
You did it!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
Best Friday ever.
It is the best Friday ever.
Wow. Arlena, you've won a trip to Nashville to Hope Darst's backyard.
That's cool.
For a concert.
So awesome.
And you know what else is cool?
What?
You'll have an opportunity to tour Mercy Me's cabin studio.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
And by the way, I've been there before. It is a really cool place. It's like you're in a lodge, and then it's also a recording studio. It's pretty neat.
That is so cool. Maybe I can record some songs.
Yeah. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the show, just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.